Michael Brown is a clinician with Alaska Island Community Services, or AICS. He's also a program director with the Primary and Behavioral Health Grant, which is funding the new yoga class.
The grant is focused on combining behavioral health services along with primary care health services. Oftentimes the two are kept apart, and the idea of the grant is to work on the whole person, so not only the physical aspects, but also the emotional as well.
The grant has a supplemental focus on healthy lifestyles. That includes healthy eating and cooking, exercise, and other healthful behaviors. Those factors can play a major part in making other difficulties a person is experiencing a little bit easier to deal with.
Well, oftentimes when people are experiencing emotional distress or some crisis or depression, they tend to let their physical care take a back seat, and that just compounds then the emotional problems that they're experiencing, because the two are intimately related. And so by bringing the two together,
the person is seen and helped as a whole. That wholeness is the focus of this new yoga class. Brown, who will be teaching the class, says yoga is a safe and stimulating way to engage both body and mind in a healthy activity.
Yoga, the word yoga means to yoke. And what are you yoking? Well, you're yoking the mind and the body. And in most Western cultures, we tend to separate the two. We don't tend to put the two together. But in yoga, because you're focusing on body positions and breathing at the same time, there is this joining, this yoking of the mind and the body. And when you do that, it tends to put the person in a very relaxed position.
Brown says that doing just an hour and a half of yoga one day per week can be beneficial to a person's daily life as a whole.
They tend to focus on where they are right then and there in the room, and day-to-day concerns tend to fall away. And so it's a great way of reducing stress as well as keeping your body fit as well in a very low-impact, low-stress way.
It's meant for ages teen to mature adult. Brown says it may not be appropriate for very young children, but aside from that, there are no age restrictions. While there is sometimes a stereotype of only ladies doing yoga, Brown says it's absolutely not exclusive to women.
It's for anyone. And in fact, if you look at the history, the most historically famous yogis have been men. So it actually was kind of a guy thing originally. And in Western cultures, women seem to take it over, I guess, because women tend to be more flexible.
But Brown says a person definitely does not have to be flexible to join his class. People of all ability and agility levels are encouraged to try it out.
That, I think, is the largest stereotype, is that unless you can twist yourself into a pretzel, then yoga isn't for you. But that's not really what it's about. It's about moving into positions to the limit that your body will allow. And for some people, that's quite extreme, and for other people, it's quite limited.
Brown says yoga is a good way for non-flexible people to loosen up tight muscles and for flexible people to hone their skills. The class will be held weekly in the elementary school.
It is, if you go down First Street to the office, if you look to your left, you'll see a kind of an alleyway down to a breezeway. And if you go into the door, into the breezeway, and then take a right, you'll find us.
There is no sign-up necessary for the class and no cost to attend. Brown says he encourages anyone interested to stop by on a Wednesday evening and give this body-mind activity a thoughtful try. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.